Welcome to the Interactive Church. The topic of the readings for this meeting is Zion, the Spiritual Foundation, Superstructure, Inspiration, and Spiritual Strength for Man. I shall be reading selected passages from the King James Version of the Bible and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Job. Now a thing was secretly brought to me, and mine ear received a little thereof. In thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falleth on men, fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before mine eyes. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. I have seen the foolish thing taking root. I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause, which doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number, who giveth rain upon the earth, and sendeth waters upon the fields, to set up on high those that be low, that those which mourn may be exalted to safety. He disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope in the noonday as in the night. But he saveth the poor from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor hath hope. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore, despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. He shall deliver thee. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. Thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace. Psalms. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there, they that carried us away captive required of us a song. That they wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth mine hand. Thy right hand will save me. the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Whither shall I go from thee? I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee. Thine eyes did see my substance, and in thy book all my members were written. Jeremiah, at the same time, saith the Lord, I will be glad of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O Virgin of Israel. For there shall be a day that the watchmen upon the Mount of Ephraim shall cry, Arise ye, let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. For thus saith the Lord, Sing with the gladness for Jacob, shout among the chief of the nations, publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the coasts of the earth. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord. And their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. My people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. Micah, in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow into it. And many nations shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. For the Lord of hosts hath spoken it. For all people will walk every one in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of our Lord, our God, forever and ever. In that day, saith the Lord, I will assemble her that halteth, and will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted, and I will make her that halteth a remnant, and her that was cast far off a strong nation. And the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth, even forever. And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee, it shall come, even the first dominion. The kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Zephaniah, sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy, the king of Israel. Even the Lord is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil any more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. I shall also read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Human logic is awry when it attempts to draw correct spiritual conclusions regarding life from matter. Finite sense has no true appreciation of infinite principle, God, or of his infinite image or reflection, man. The mirage, which makes trees and cities seem to be where they are not, illustrates the illusion of material man, who cannot be the image of God. Our false views of matter perish as we grasp the facts of spirit. The old belief must be cast out, or the new idea will be spilled, and the inspiration, which is to change our standpoint, will be lost. What is termed material sense can report only a mortal, temporary sense of things, whereas spiritual sense can bear witness only to truth. To material sense, the unreal is the real, until this sense is corrected by Christian Science. Spiritual sense, contradicting the material senses, involves intuition, hope, faith, understanding, fruition, reality. Material sense expresses the belief that mind is in matter. This human belief, alternating between a sense of pleasure and pain, hope and fear, life and death, never reaches beyond the boundary of the mortal or the unreal. When the real is attained, which is announced by science, joy is no longer a trembler, nor is hope a cheat. Spiritual ideas like numbers and notes start from principle and admit no materialistic beliefs. Spiritual ideas step to their divine origin, God, and to the spiritual sense of being. Knowledge gained from the material sense is figuratively represented in Scripture as a tree bearing the fruits of sin, sickness, and death. Ought we not then to judge the knowledge thus obtained to be untrue and dangerous, since the tree is known by his fruit? Truth never destroys God's idea. Truth is spiritual, eternal substance, which cannot destroy the right reflection. Corporeal sense or error may seem to hide truth, health, harmony, and science, as the mist obscures the sun or the mountain. But science, the sunshine of truth, will melt away the shadow and reveal the celestial peaks. Christian scientific practice begins with Christ's keynote of harmony. Be not afraid, said Job. The thing which I greatly feared is come upon me. The procuring cause and foundation of all sickness is fear, ignorance, or sin. Disease is always induced by a false sense materially entertained, not destroyed. Disease is an image of thought externalized. The mental state is a material state. Whatever is cherished in mortal mind as the physical condition is imaged forth on the body. To divest thought of false trusts and material evidences in order that the spiritual facts of being may appear. This is the great attainment, by means of which we shall sweep away the false and give place to the true. Thus we may establish in truth the temple or body, whose builder and maker is God. It is only a question of time when they shall all know me, God, from the least of them unto the greatest. Denial of the claims of matter is a great step towards the joys of spirit, towards human freedom and the final triumph over the body. There is but one way to heaven, harmony, and Christ in divine science shows us this way. It is to know no other reality, to have no other consciousness of life than good, God, and his reflection, to rise superior to the so-called pain and pleasure of the senses. This conviction that there is no real pleasure in sin is one of the most important points in the theology of Christian Science. Arouse the sinner to this new and true view of sin. Show him that sin confers no pleasure, and this knowledge strengthens his moral courage and increases his ability to master evil and to love good. The metaphysician, making mind his basis of operation, irrespective of matter, and regarding the truth and harmony of being as superior to error and discord, has rendered himself strong instead of weak to cope with the case, and he proportionately strengthens his patient with the stimulus of courage and conscious power. Rise in the strength of spirit to resist all unlike good. God has made man capable of this, and nothing can vitiate the ability and power divinely bestowed upon man. Man is the family name for all ideas, the sons and daughters of God. Zion, spiritual foundation and superstructure. Inspiration, spiritual strength. This concludes the readings.